You're fired up for this one?
I'm fired up for this one. So this I'm a little annoyed.
This one's interesting, and it's always kind of hard to talk about it because it's the nonpartisan April election, and you're obviously partisan.
Right, as is the Republicans. They're obviously partisan as right. well.
And in a perfect world, both parties would stay out of these races, I think, maybe. But
I'm not sure that's possible. If you're a Republican or you're a Democrat and you're like a member of the party, it means that one way or the other, you're one of the most like politically engaged people in the city. So obviously, politically engaged people are going to have strong opinions on nonpartisan races. So it's all a very strange fiction. So yes, potentially there might be a universe in which nonpartisan races, the Democrats and Republicans don't get involved, but that is not the world that we live in.
Because we've made everything partisan.
We've made everything partisan.
From law enforcement.
Like the law enforcement's partisan. The schools are partisan.
Are roads partisan?
Roads are partisan, depending on how you talk about them, yes. But everything is partisan now.
Facts are partisan.
Right.
It's just kind of funny.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm looking at your list of
yep.
things.
I brought in a whole bunch of stuff.
There's a little bit of school board race here.
There's some school board race stuff. There's some county board race stuff here.
And we're gonna harken back to a podcast we did last year.
Yep, right? That we did last year.
The 1776 Project is endorsing school board candidates already.
Right. Again, now, and if you go back and listen to that, I did a real deep dive into the real weirdness of the 1776 PAC. Basically, it's all hidden money that comes from eventually Robert Uihlein. If you go to like five different websites and find out like who donates money to yeah. who, and you do all this tracing, and it is, they're dedicated to anti-CRT, anti-LGBTQ, anti-trans legislation in schools. That's what they want.
So two school board candidates last election were part
correct.
Of that.
And two now, of them, and both of them won. And, both of them are now on the school board.
And are both school board candidates on the ballot this time endorsed
yes.
by
correct.
The 17th?
Endorsed by 1776
okay,
PAC.
So both the candidates you will see on the ballot, and we can talk about that, but I'm just trying to do a general thing. And then you want to talk about how the Republican Party is sending out flyers
yep.
that are what?
Dishonest. I would describe them as dishonest. And also, I really want to draw like a clear distinction versus how the Republicans get involved in local races like this and how the Democrats get involved in local races like this, because both are involved. And I'm not going to like pretend that the Democrats don't get involved at all. We are. But there are some really clear and distinct ideological differences in terms of how we get involved.
Okay.
That I think are super important.
All right. So where do you want to start?
So let's start with that school board one. That comes from, again, that 1776 PAC, the Robert Uihlein.
What we're doing is we're looking at a right. flyer here.
Right.
That or a mailer.
And now last year, both of the people whose names were on the mailer from the 1776 PAC, and that mailer talked, it's not the same mailer, that mailer talked about like specifically anti-CRT, anti-LGBTQ stuff. And both of the candidates named on that flyer disavowed it. They were like, we didn't ask for this. We don't support this, blah, blah, blah. So far, neither of the candidates have disavowed this time.
When you say disavowed, that's because I literally asked them. I brought them on the show and asked them.
Right.
So
right.
I haven't asked those two. So
right.
But publicly, they all got Facebook pages. They can
right.
easily,
they
could
easily say, I did not send this out. This is not reflective of my views.
They definitely know they're on these flyers.
Oh, sure.
Names,
yeah.
Right? Like,
they've got to know.
Flyers are weird, right?
But yeah,
I can,
so let's talk about the flyer.
But here's the thing. I can make a flyer and put your name on it, William, right? And,
yep.
And then not tell you.
Correct.
That's what the weird thing
which
about.
Means it's even more important for the candidates to come out and say, I don't agree with this. Yes, they put my name on this flyer.
You have
I don't
theories.
Have control over that.
You have theories on how the 1776, the anti-LGBTQ, anti-
I have theories, no proof. But it is my theory that someone at the 1776 PAC called up the Republican Party of La Crosse and said, who should we support? The Republican Party answered, and that's how these flyers happened.
Okay.
Now, I'm even more convinced of that this time because there's some further anecdotal evidence. When you get this flyer in the mail, it blasts you with this thing and it says, studies report 40% of the student population have been using illegal drugs. All right. And then it's got a little quote. It's got a little asterisk. And then down at the asterisk, it's got a link, a very long link to a News 8000 article.
Yeah. TV station in La Crosse, right. obviously.
That is that link takes you to the press conference where Adam Menka, one of the people running and one of the people listed on this mailer, announced he was running and said one of the reasons he's running is because 40% of school population is using illegal drugs. This is a fake statistic that cites itself quite literally trying to drum up false information and trying to scare parents into voting for these two people.
So Manka is a Central High School student.
Correct. And he's a senior right now.
And if I remember the story, he did his own study on how many kids use drugs in his school.
Yes. Basically, he was like, well, when I hang out in the bathroom, here's what I think I see. There's no data to review. This is just literally a number they made up.
And the flyer blasts this 40% of illegal drugs in schools, cites Manka's article. And there's no way the link to the article is so long, you would never understand that it's just citing a news conference that Manka had on himself. So it is kind of, it's hilarious.
Yes. So it's very circular. It's very much fabricated to obscure where this information came from.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Now, I think vaping is bad, and I think schools need to be working on vaping. But I believe that this 40% of illegal drugs includes vaping in its statistic.
Well, and a high school student did his own study, and that's the
That's the thing.
And that's the fact.
Right. So
on the flyer,
we've got this really dishonest flyer from a really dishonest organization, and they named two people to vote for. And there are two people who will be on the school board.
Yeah.
Adam Manka and Tim Alberts will be on the school board. They are the only two people that turned in their signatures to be on the ballot. And because of the difficulty of running write-in campaigns, they will almost certainly. Well, now, you don't have to. Remember, you don't have to vote for him. You could vote for one, two, or three of the write-in candidates for school board.
Yeah, there's too many write-in candidates at this point, too. I think there's 11. Yeah, there might be 9 or 11.
I feel like I saw 12 at one point.
It could be 12, yeah. But there's too many write-in candidates at this point for any two people to beat, for any one person to beat somebody on the ballot.
You're right.
Because you would really have to streamline, because you're going to vote for three, William, and then someone else in lacrosse is good. If they want to do all write-in, but it'll never be the same three people. You would have to have only three people doing a write-in campaign.
Right.
And then everyone
would have to do that write-in.
Yeah.
So these two people will be on the board.
Yeah.
And frankly, that should scare everyone in lacrosse. Everyone in lacrosse should be highly concerned that an organization that feels like that Tim Alberts and Adam Manka are on their side enough to spend this kind of money on a mass mailer from the 1776 Project, if they feel like, hey, these two guys align with us and they're going to be on the school board, that should terrify us here in lacrosse.
Yeah, they should be blasting that they don't want to be a part of
this. Right, they should absolutely be standing up and yelling, I have nothing to do with these people. I don't want to be involved in this. But Adam Manka especially is involved with it because it's his statistic. It's his press conference that they cite.
I mean, there's a responsibility here from maybe News 8000 to write a story and say, we're not involved in this either. Also, I contacted last year when we were doing this, I contacted the 1776 Project to get any info and they just no reply. So it's just a ghost organization that's not going to talk to media.
And if you remember from last time, its secretary, its treasurer, the treasurer of 1776, is the same treasurer as Congressman George Santos in New York.
Oh, good.
So it's a really, really quality organization.
I could link that in the description. Maybe I'll link that old podcast from last year because we just really...
William really did a deep dive.
You studied a lot.
I went crazy. Yeah.
It's one of those where you go down the rabbit hole and then you're like, oh my God, I just spent 4 hours of my life.
So then if you flip this school board flyer, it says on the other side, it's again about the incorrect statistic on drugs there. It says... improve critical school infrastructure. Yes, I think every school board candidate wants to do that. So that's great. The last one is end wasteful spending. Sure, it doesn't tell you what spending they consider wasteful.
Yeah.
So not terribly helpful. And then one of the things is give parents a greater voice in how lacrosse schools are run. That's a Moms for Liberty statement. That's what Moms for Liberty hide behind. When they rush in and they try and ban books and they try and change curriculum and they try to do all of these horrible things, what they're yelling about is parent choice. So giving parents a greater voice, on the surface, that's great. But it's a dog whistle for this kind of Moms for Liberty nonsense that apparently these 1776 PAC absolutely does. And these candidates potentially want to bring into lacrosse schools.
It's always like, of course, we want to give parents a greater voice. Yeah. But also, when you talk about the school district, they're professional and they went to college.
They know what they're doing. And you can everyone is allowed to run for school board.
Yeah.
So that's your voice. Everyone is allowed to talk to school board members. That's your voice. Everyone is allowed to speak before the school board. That's a voice.
Parents don't have not a voice, right?
I'm correct.
Double negativing there. But the parents have plenty of ability to speak up about stuff. But also, like, we hire these people that have degrees in education.
Right.
And we're supposed to trust them.
Yeah. We're supposed to say, hey, they actually know what they're doing.